Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders, where we learn about the bold path of building digital products that sell themselves. Let's listen to product leaders who can give us a glimpse into the innovative thinking process. Showcasing and celebrating these awesome folks, I'm your host, UX and product design veteran, Thomas Watkins. Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders. We've got a great guest for the show today, Rupesh Sharma. He has been directing technology for decades, notably at Oracle. Today, he is CEO of Orbit Reporting and Analytics. Rupesh, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on your show, Thomas. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. A pleasure to have you here. Let's start by talking about the problem that you're solving. Before we get into the solution that you're building, let's first appreciate the problem. Let me and the audience know, what is it that is that folks are struggling with?
Yeah, no, I'm glad you started with this topic, really, because at the end of the day, if you're not clearly identifying a problem and having a solution for that problem, we are trying to do too many things at the same time without any focus, right? So the problem that we feel we have seen over many years is, for larger enterprises, business users need data to make decisions. And a lot of time when they need data, they need the data very quickly. And most of the tools and technologies that companies have are very IT driven. They require IT staff to write reports and so forth. Essentially the opposite of self-service. Our focus has been to really make sure we can build as good of a self-service reporting solution we can provide, so the users do not have to wait for getting answers to the questions so they can make business decisions.
Okay, really appreciating this. It's the business intelligence problem, right? Yeah. And any business that's operating, it really doesn't matter what kind of business, whether it's a coffee shop, or whether it's a coal mine or whatever it is, there is data and there's information that we want to have, and we want to have it in an understandable way so that we can make decisions. And it seems like that's just a hard thing to accomplish in a high quality way.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I think the legacy products have struggled, because their underpinnings were from a time where everything had to be extracted, all the information had to be centralized. And when you have to really centralize anything, you have to have an army of people that are extracting data, another team of people that are manipulating data, and then another team yet to really make it presentable for a business users. Our approach is, why move data if you can read data and answer the question? So if you think, in the older days, people used to say, hey, do you have a reporting product or do you have a business intelligence product? For us, it's data. You want to give answers to the data. Orbit actually stands for Operational Reporting and BI Technology. Why make people choose when they don't really think of data as BI or operational reporting? They just want to know, hey, I have to fulfill a customer order. How do I do it in the most efficient ways? My shipping cost is the least, right? Now, we need to make the answer as quick and simple and useful as we can. So that's the thing. Legacy products have struggled, which has given us a great market position, and we still continue to exercise our strength and gain customers one at a time.
So this is really fascinating to me. And let's take some time to appreciate this. Data had to be centralized. And are you saying that's because of the technology limitations of the past, that's just what you had to do to get data? So we collect data in whatever different ways, but it's just numbers in spreadsheets, and you need someone to put this all together and to define the fields and the columns. Yes.
So people had two issues. One is that the technology was only designed for IT people, where they could really write complicated code to answer questions, right? The other was, when they presented something, it was so inflexible that the business users would take that data and actually export to Microsoft Excel and start doing the analysis on their own. The problem with that is, A, the underlying report was not answering the question, and B, when you start extracting data to Microsoft Excel, saving it in that way, you have lost all the enterprise security. If you have an Excel file, you can share it with your brother. There is no security. Our approach is, even though when we support Microsoft Excel, it is as fully authenticated and secured as you would have it in a normal UI fashion, right? So for us, we want to solve, and we have addressed to a great degree, how data is read and how it's presented with minimal steps in between, and life goes on very simply.
Wow. And I think I might be able to detect where this is going, but let's see if I have the feel for this. With the emergence of AI, and I don't know the extent to which you're using AI,
Absolutely.
but it's cut off certain steps. So if I'm searching things on Google, would be the really old-fashioned way would be before all of that technology, but old-fashioned for today would be like I'm doing Google searches and then I find websites. And I click into the websites and I click into lots of different websites and I gather it versus with something like ChatGPT, it's almost like it's doing a simultaneous Google search of all the relevant pages and then it's serving me a summary and it's easier to interact with on that level. Is that a possible analogy for what's
So,
possible
yeah,
here?
absolutely. I think we have actually articulated rather well. So when we are looking at a lot of enterprise data, it could be a factory, it could be a hospitality business, could be an airline. When we are looking at that magnitude of data, users want to really distill it down to insights. And AI is amazingly good at distilling the information down to insights. People use ChatGPT for their personal reason because it just gives them to the point answers. Similarly, when we are using AI at Orbit Analytics, we find that people, when they're looking at a lot of financial analysis, they want to know, are there any red flags? Am I missing something? AI for us at Orbit is able to then elevate the knowledge and bring in the knowledge of millions of similar professionals and really give insights in a very tactical and very simple way that somebody could use to make strategic decisions. And that is a huge advantage to our customers, and it really makes our product even more useful in the current marketplace.
So here's a question that I really want to pick your brain about, and it's regarding the idea of dashboards. I
Yeah.
know some founders now who have a BI component of their offering. And in the past, where maybe 2, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, it seemed to be an obvious choice for them that we need some kind of a dashboard. We need something like that to have the data visualization. And now many of them have jumped to the opinion that we don't need those things because now you can simply ask a question and get an answer. Now, I have an opinion that's in the middle and it's a little bit nuanced, but I really want to hear what are your thoughts on that?
So I think dashboards are not going to go away in their entirety. But what we have to really look at is, what is the point of a dashboard? Dashboard should be giving a decision maker or business analyst a lot of KPIs at one glance so they can actually visually make sense and see if there are any issues they spot. But the AI is really where people say, hey, among the information that is available in a dashboard or in a report for that matter, how do I really make sure I am getting the best knowledge out of that complex dashboard? So if somebody is saying my orders are going up, but my profitability is going down, right? Is that because of our discounts for the products were just not where they should be? Because you would want the sales to be up, but you also want your profitability to be up, right? So AI can then do a lot of back-end analysis rather quickly, and what we call in the industry natural language query, right? So you ask a question in simple English sentence, you get an answer in simple English term, or in your preferred language, could be Spanish, French, any other international language. You basically get an answer. Now, dashboards now got just elevated in their value. You could see things visually, but you could analyze the data that is correlated, and AI just gave you a bite-sized answer that you can say, okay, now let me go back to my CFO and say, we need to do this next week.
Okay, great. So it sounds like you're saying that you need both. And that's what I believe too. There are situations where I have a specific question and I don't want to have to dig through all the tables and then ask this IT person for this thing over here. And I just want an answer. And then that's the beauty of the AI. But then it also seems like there's a lot of situations where I just sit down in my chair in the morning with my cup of coffee and I look at the dashboard and I can see at a glance, like you said, all the top KPIs for me as the decision maker. And I just want to just survey the landscape of the data in my organization. So it sounds like you're saying you've got both.
We have both, and I think customers really need both. They only had a choice of one before, which was dashboard. And that was great because that's the only thing that was the state of the art at the time. But now we are able to really utilize AI throughout our product offering. And in doing so, we can then target each of the areas, whether it's a CFO dashboard, sales dashboard, or some other operational dashboard, or some kind of a report that somebody needs to run once a week, once a day. But AI is just adding the level of analysis that was not possible. I'll give you an example. Let's say you basically have a month-end report that is going to be sent to all the executives as well as to your auditors. Now you want people, what they do is when they go through the month-end processing, every company does that worldwide. They then spend many days trying to analyze data and put all their commentary so that the decision makers can really understand what happened during this particular period. Could be month or a quarter and so forth. What AI is able to do, it becomes a very intelligent assistant that it can create the commentary based on the data. And now that saves people days worth of work each month. And that ROI is priceless. And when AI becomes an assistant to people in real life scenarios, the potential is limitless. So we have been doing this for several years now, and I still think we are just getting started. We just had a head start in our thinking, how do we really innovate reporting? But I think that head start is allowing us to research faster and give better solutions for our customers.
So is the way that your technology essentially working that it's skipping past the need for cleaning up the data, organizing the data, because it can just crawl the data? Is that what your product is doing, that people plug it in to their data and then maybe offer some kinds of descriptions and
So,
then it's able to see and organize it?
absolutely. So we do two things. One, where data predominantly comes from one place. We are able to tap in, get into every little corner, really gets the reporting perfectly aligned. We also are seeing in a pretty common way now that the customer data is not in one place. They may have some system that are, for example, an airline system or hospital. They may have some system that are going to remain in-house. But they have lots of other systems that are basically on cloud. So now people want to connect data sources. So we have solutions that are data pipelines driven solutions that are no code, zero code data pipeline solution, where now we have the ability to now pull data very seamlessly without customer noticing where did the data come from. They just got answer to the question which required the system to connect data from two or three different data sources at any given time. So the level of sophistication has built up to where we are multi-data source capable. And whether it's real time or almost real time, we give customers the choice. And that's a very powerful thing to have.
Now, in terms of providing all this great stuff that Orbit is providing, on where are you on the spectrum of services versus self-serve, right? So you having a team of humans being able to fill in the gaps as an early stage technology company versus people can just go right to the website and say, yes, sign up and do the trial subscription and get started.
So we do both. We have the ability to really for people to come sign up and they can initiate the trial whenever they want, or they can actually speak with a team, get to know, hey, these you guys offer these various solutions, which one would be really going to help me solve my problem. We show them the capabilities of the product. We can give them some case studies that are similar to theirs. We can handhold them. So we have the ability to give them full service, white glove experience, or they can do things on their own on the infrastructure that we provide. So we give them both.
Yeah, good stuff. And what are your ambitions? Where do they lie in regards to what you envision Orbit being? Does it become, or are you going to build it to be the obvious choice for, if I'm a business of any size, the obvious thing is get yourself an Orbit account, plug it into this data that we're collecting, and start getting insights?
So our focus from the start has been very much ERP driven. And that means we are not solving every problem worldwide in BI. That would be not within our wheelhouse. But what we have managed to do, and our focus has been on Oracle ERP technologies. When people have Oracle ERP applications for their finance, for their supply chain, or human capital management, we understand the technology in and out. Majority of the people in our company came from Oracle, including myself. We understand the technology stack perfectly. So our vision is now to really make sure we are providing solutions for each of the major business areas of the company. And we continue to inculcate the AI advancements into our product, where it becomes entirely self-service, where business users basically can expand the usage in areas beyond what they initially thought. And the tool gives them the capability. So our focus is to really keep expanding within the ERP ecosystem. Yes, we have customers that are not ERP driven, and we welcome the opportunity to work with them. And we have done that very successfully in many countries. And we will continue to expand in that space as well. But really, the main thing is Oracle ERP. The second main thing is people are using our product as a white label embedded solution, where they go to their own, some other company that they are very familiar with. They run a report without realizing that report actually came from Orbit. It's the reporting is powered by Orbit. Dashboards are powered by Orbit in somebody else's product. And that's a very exciting growth area for us.
Now, as much as I think that design is always important and UX is important, with that being my profession, core UX for PLG, I'm always thinking about design and how these things can come together to fit people. However, there's a lot of businesses where you can have a headless software that works just fine, and that you're not personally designing lots of the interfaces. You're just allowing the capability to integrate different things. Where do you think Orbit falls along that kind of spectrum? How much is your success tied to wonderful interfaces versus just getting the technology right and integrating things together?
So we spent a good bit of time in UI space, because at the end of the day, we are a end user driven coding company. But in doing so, we cannot fulfill the user needs if we are not robust on the backend side. To me, if you are robust on the backend side, nobody should see the complexity. If you do something well on the backend side, it should not be noticed. So we have a team of people who do nothing but do R&D. They don't work on any customer problem. They're just doing nothing but research. And if it goes nowhere, so be it. But that research allows us to really see where is the market heading itself? Where are we going to be in 3 or 5 years' time? What do we need to really start thinking of this month and this year? And hiring people that can really help us further be the thought leaders. And that's both on UI side as well as on the architecture side. And when we get it together, magic happens. And we have been very fortunate for long enough time that people do appreciate what we are doing.
Good stuff. And so this is really exciting. I'd love to see where you guys continue to grow over the coming years. How can people go ahead and get started? So they've got to have an Oracle ERP system for it to be relevant, correct? And how
I
do they
think
get
that would
started?
be a sweet spot for us. I
That's
mean,
the
if they have an
sweet spot.
Oracle ERP system today, or they are planning to go in the next quarter or two,
Gotcha.
they should 100% reach out to us. We can give them some very valuable advice. But people that are not on Oracle ERP and they're struggling with data problems, we have many examples of how we have solved the reporting challenges or companies probably similar to theirs.
Awesome. And let's make sure people have the website. It is orbitanalytics.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Orbitanalytics.com. We've been speaking with Rupesh Sharma. Rupesh, how can people get in touch with you?
They can always reach out to our website, and there is a contact us information page there. They can download any of the assets there and request for a demo. They can send an email at info@orbitanalytics.com. It will be responded to very quickly by a team of experts, and they will engage the customer, give them the full experience, and hopefully we have a new customer as a result. That is the way we can work with anybody who's interested in learning about our company.
Great stuff. It sounds like a lot of the stuff you're building is the stuff of the future and is really exciting. Rupesh, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Thomas. It was fun talking to you. I appreciate this conversation.
Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on Product-Led Growth Leaders. Take care.